Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
I've just released a new main channel video, which will hopefully be called something in the region of I paid psychic mediums to contact my fake dead nan. It was a weird one. We spent 2 days calling up psychic mediums, so I thought it's quite a good kind of happy hour topic, isn't it? Towards the end of the call, he went, your nan's telling me that it's really light where she is. It's really light. And I went, that'll be Mallorca. she went to Mallorca every year. He went, oh, did she? It could be Menorca. Yeah, I went, no, Mallorca. And then he went, if she likes Mallorca, she can just think of Mallorca and she's there. And that's how it works. Some of them when she cooked for you, didn't she? Whose nan hasn't cooked for them once?
She loved to laugh.
That was one. Yeah.
Who hates to laugh? He's like, oh, fucking, what is this shit? Everyone loves to laugh.
He went, yeah, I'm seeing 5'4", 5'7". I went, no, Neil, actually, she was massive. She was 6 foot. And then he went, well, okay, all right. And you could see he was stumbling. And then he went, she's with your granddad. I went, he's still alive.
He'd also, after every question, talk to the spirits for maybe 20, 30 seconds going,
oh, that extends the time.
Knowing full well that he was getting, you know, £2 a minute or whatever it was.
At one point, I had to go, you still there, Bill? And he went, yeah, I'm still there. I'm just trying to get through. The people calling this are often very desperate. This is a last measure. And they are vulnerable often and grieving.
Yeah.
And these people are cashing in on it and profiting from it.
Do you think there is an argument for the idea of it being used, even if it isn't true?
As a therapy.
It's just a nice thing to at least believe a little bit.
He asked the spirits, he went, eat a dog, eat a dog. No, I don't see you eating a dog. And he went, what would your nan think? And Jack went, fuck it. He went, what? She went, she's like, fuck it.
It was horrible. Jack Makes Happy Hour. Hello, guys, and welcome back to Jack Mate's Happy Hour. Today, I'm joined by Stevie, and I'm also joined by Alfie, two regulars. Stevie, you're very regular.
I was
going to
say, just a regular.
How's things going?
I'm good. I finally had a haircut.
Yeah.
This is a moment that I've been waiting for a long time. And I don't know if Jack told you, Alfie, but the whole experience was kind of ruined from the moment I walked in.
Why is that?
Fanboy of me.
He hasn't told you. So
I'm not that arrogant, mate.
Yes, you are. Yeah,
no, I completely forgot.
I think when I told you, you replied going, yeah, it's a daily struggle.
God.
I walked in and straight away, one of the younger lads, younger barbers went, oh, you're right, mate. And I was like, yeah. And he was in the middle of cutting someone's hair, stopped as I sat down in a little waiting bit and turned around and went, I was watching one of your videos earlier today. How weird is that? And I was like,
sorry, sorry. sorry, he meant mine.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's, I'm saying exactly what he said. And I went, oh yeah, what were you watching? Thinking, oh, he watches Happy Hour. And he goes, oh, you were reacting to Reddit with your Jack, mate.
Wow.
I was like, oh yeah, it's a good video. And he was like, yeah, oh, I loved it. And then he just, for the next half an hour of being in there whilst getting my hair cut, not by him, I was getting my hair cut by the person next to him, with a barrier between us, obviously, because of social distancing.
Was he like miming to you then?
No,
like,
great thing, mate.
He kept coming round and looking into the mirror and being like, oh, he just... He's got to be one of the best YouTubers out there. He just seems so down to earth. And just, and I was like, oh my God.
If only he knew.
Exactly. I had to go with it.
Why don't you shout the barbers out?
Because I don't know how to say it. People call it Giacomo's, but I think it's just Giacomo's. It's spelt G-I-A-C-O-M-O.
What? And that's it?
Giacomo Licata is what it says, but I think it's Giacomo's Licata.
It sounds like a Tory one.
It does.
It's Italian.
Oh, fair enough. What is it? Is this in Bristol?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Not very far from my house, so I'm not going to say exactly where, but okay. Well, to be fair, if you search that name, now you know where I live. But yeah, I always go there. Lovely, yeah. Lovely place, lovely people, but now I realise he's a fan of yours, I might... go elsewhere.
Why? Just two little fanboys having a chat.
I bet when he was there, he was like, yeah, he's actually really down to earth in person. We're mates.
Yeah. Had to convince him.
He smells lovely. His cologne is always on point. Your haircut, 8.3 out of 10.
That's high.
Yeah.
That's better. To be fair, I did see a couple of comments on that Reddit video saying I looked homeless. So, yeah. And I agreed.
Yeah.
So
well, now
I'm much better now. I feel happier. But I am still sweating like hell in here.
It is hot. Well, obviously, last week we were in here for 3 hours.
I was pouring sweat with Weller.
Yeah, so we're not going to be in here for that long. It's probably going to be about an hour-long show, but we'll see as we go. Now, I hopefully, this podcast has been released around about the same time as I've just released a new main channel video, which will hopefully be called something in the region of I paid psychic mediums to contact my fake dead nan. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're just going to be given, obviously me and Alfie worked on the video, so that's why we get him on. And we're going to just basically be talking about that video on a whole. It was a weird one.
Mm.
It was a strange one. We spent 2 days calling up psychic medium, so I thought it's quite a good kind of happy hour topic, isn't it?
So you haven't uploaded this yet, have you?
At the time of recording, it's filmed, almost edited, and nothing's been posted, no.
Shall we all put some bets on the odds of it being demonetized? Because it's not exactly family-friendly content.
It's not the worst, because obviously my last video, big flop. Big flop.
I think if you put dead nan in the title, you might struggle.
I might drop out the word nan, so I might have gone
just dead.
For
a fake dead.
Oh, did I say nan?
My fake dead.
No, so I think I've probably gone for, these people will know because it'll be up, but I think future Jack is predicting that past Jack is present Jack is...
It's like conception.
It's a dream within a dream. Is predicting that future Jack's going to call it, I tricked psychics into contacting my fake nan.
Okay.
Is that good? Will that work? I need dead in there, really.
Yeah. What's a nicer word than dead that might not get you demonetized?
Deceased.
Deceased.
Will that work? Passed away?
Stiff.
Rotting.
Yeah, just throw all those rigor mortis. Get it all in there.
Cadaver.
Yep.
Good one. Good one.
That means they're trying to contact just the dead body.
Yeah, so what's your opinion on psychic mediums?
Shit, innit? It comes along the same realms as horoscopes and all that kind of wank, doesn't it?
It's weird you say that, because a few of the ones we contacted tried to speak about horoscopes.
Oh, of course they fucking did. It's ridiculous. Mm. I've tweeted about it before, but I did it yesterday, strangely enough.
Right.
My girlfriend Ariane's sister Becky was round, and she loves horoscopes.
Oh.
So I did the classic. I went, oh, I'll read yours to you. Read it, and she kept going, oh my God, this is mental. And then I went, yeah, that wasn't yours. Just read a different one. I do it all the time. Anytime someone someone likes them, mean. I'll just read a completely different thing.
What does that mean?
That's like telling a kid Father Christmas isn't real.
Yeah, but she's not a kid. She's an adult.
Yeah, but I think they're ridiculous. So you could read anyone to any... And then they've all changed now anyway. They've added a new one.
Yeah, they added a new one. What was that called?
Ophiuchus or something. And it means that you've shifted one back depending on your birthday.
How can you add a new one?
Mental.
They've added a 13th star sign.
Who added it?
They did.
Who?
They. Come on, the man.
We don't deal with facts when we discuss this, all right?
So what were you before?
I was a Pisces.
So whatever's before, I don't know what they are before.
Aqua.
So now you're Aquarius.
Yeah.
So I was Cancer.
What, they've all changed?
Yeah, it's a shift one. Yeah, so you go to the one before. So I was Cancer. Yeah. Now I'm... just a cancer on society. That works.
Now I'm still cancer.
Just a cancer on the podcast.
I'm Gemini now. So
nice.
Whatever that means. It's shit, isn't it? Yeah. Like, what more can you say on it?
I said on the way up here, because again, I didn't tell you we were going to be doing this today. I said to Fiona that I was going to start the podcast by asking you what your opinion of mediums were. And I was like, it's not going to lie. He's just going to go, it's shit. And then we're just going to be like stumbling for words.
I could go for days on shit like this.
I like it. I like it when you get a bit feisty.
I just anything that you don't have any kind of proof behind is not for me.
Yeah, well, you're
a man of science.
You're going to enjoy this episode then, because we really just sort of delve into it. Like, I will tell you now, I spent about £300 on these phone lines.
Oh, good.
These were not mediums or psychics that I could go and physically meet because of the pandemic and lockdown and whatnot. I feel like of the list of establishments that are going to reopen, they're probably at the bottom of the pecking order. I don't think Boris Johnson's gone, we'll sort them out. Like, we need to get back in that room with that crystal ball.
You know, you'll get the people who hate the idea that you're trying to trick these people, who are like, oh no, they do know what they're doing. They're just going to go, well, it's just because they couldn't be with you. They couldn't feel your aura.
Well, they were happy to take the £300. So it didn't matter whether they were with me or not. So this is the concept of the video. The title's pretty self-explanatory. But what we did is we spent a day calling up these premium rate phone numbers, getting through to different psychic mediums. On the website, there was a load of different ones. Some of them dealt in tarot cards, in stone readings. They can throw stones and apparently that means something. Crystal balls were on there. The lot. We filtered the search down.
It was almost like Babe Station, wasn't it?
Yeah. But
for mediums. So it's like under a website name, and then there's loads of them, and they've all got profiles on there, and you go, oh, I want a bit of Steve, and then you click Steve.
They all do. Yeah.
So that's what we did. We set the camera up and spent 2 days calling as many as we could. And we feature 5 in the video.
How many did you call?
I reckon we probably called about 12.
Yeah.
And we feature 5.
But the other 7, they really actually got your real nan. And...
Well, I'll tell you what, bit jumping forward a little bit, they were all idiots, obviously.
Okay.
Right?
Surprise.
And they were all happy to take my money, despite me starting the call more often than not with, I'm arguing with my wife currently because she says I shouldn't be calling these premium rate phone numbers. And it's the difference between calling you or buying my baby some food tonight. What should I do? Because you give them that kind of like heartfelt moment. That's a moral dilemma there now. It's an issue, and you see what way they go. Most of it, as you'll see in the video, they kept just carry on talking to you about shit for ages. Yeah. There was one guy, so I think we'll get this out of the way because we are about to absolutely ruin them, I imagine.
Yeah.
But there was one guy I have to give a little round of applause to, who happened to be from Norwich, really. So maybe we had that connection. I don't know. No, I don't mean like a spiritual
He would have
connection.
Known, yeah.
Yeah, no. But no, because he answered the phone and he went, all right, how you doing? And I went, all right, mate, are you from Norfolk at all? I recognise the accent. Yeah, I'm just outside Norwich. I went, all right, yeah, I'm from Norwich. Anyway, I told him the whole heartfelt story, and he went, well, I shouldn't really be doing this, but I think you should go down to the Free Spiritualist Church if you ain't got much money, and go there, and they might be able to sort you. He went, that's probably not best you being on here. So I was like, oh, fair enough. So he was quite sweet. I mean, he still does take money from people. Let's not ignore that. But the fact that he wanted to help me out in a time of need was somewhat commendable. Yeah. As far as they can go.
He's a nice nutter.
I was gonna say, do you think any of these people genuinely believe it?
That's what we were struggling with.
The woman, so there was a Skype call with one woman, which I'm sure we'll get onto later. But
that's like the crescendo of the video. Is that the right term?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it builds up through these calls, the main bulk of the calls, and then it finishes on I Skype called this woman face to face. Weirdly, there was a weird coincidence, wasn't there? So Alfie got this woman's number and he sorted it out and he booked it and I just had to sit there at that time and call her. I didn't know who was going to pop up on this screen. I just knew that I had this fake nan and I had to sell her the idea. And afterwards, I was like, I found out where she was from, obviously. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I think I tweeted about a psychic medium from round about that part of the world a couple of years ago. So I searched the keywords on Twitter and it was the same woman that I'd slagged off two years ago. And I just called her a vile cretin and said that how can you take money from the most vulnerable of people? Because they're not just taking money. It's not like somebody who's a very confident businessman just strutting through London thinks, oh, I'm on my lunch break. I'll just call up and see if I can speak to my nan from 20 years ago. Mm. The people calling this are often very desperate. This is a last measure. And they are vulnerable often and grieving.
Yeah.
So three things there that just put you in a very, very strange headspace. And these people are cashing in on it and profiting from it. So first of all, we made the nan, didn't we? Do you want to explain how we did that?
Yeah. Random name generator. Typed in, what was it? It was old woman. Born in 1940.
Yeah.
She was evil.
Yeah.
And an atheist.
When you go on a random name generator and click on old lady names, it comes up like what birth month, how old would they be, personality trait, and then it says evil good. Yeah. Like, I don't know why that's an option.
I like that you chose evil.
I guess if you're trying to make a name for like a character in a novel or something.
Mm.
But we got Miss Norma Rose.
Yeah.
Which was quite good. That's quite a nice, believable name. Mm.
Yeah.
Could be a bitch as well.
I will just say though, when we sign up to these fake things, like we've tried to fake other videos, we have all the time in the world to do it. And the best we come up with is Alfie Dean.
Yeah, every time.
I think you might need to change that if anyone does hear this now.
Yeah.
But I like how we've sat there and gone, right, name. Oh, let's just do Alfie Dean again. We can pick any name. You just pick someone random that you know. But yeah, so we had Norma Rose, 1940, lovely, sweet old woman. We called him up.
And you just said she was evil.
Yeah, lovely, sweet, evil old woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the first person we called up was Kay.
Mm-hmm. I liked Kay. She had a beautiful voice. A beautiful talking voice.
You liked Jane.
Oh, I thought Kay was the first.
Jane was like, come on now, be serious. Oh, Jane was from like Northern Ireland or something.
Yeah, lovely.
We called up Kay and I said, first of all, they've all collectively agreed on a certain set of rules. So do you know how long it takes for a spirit to be able to talk to the people from the living world after they pass?
No.
Apparently 6 or 7 months.
Oh, okay.
That's the going rate, apparently. So we called up some woman called Kay and she goes, I keep saying her name, as bad enough as it is, but she told us... that she went, oh, the spirits are being a little bit silly at the moment.
So, yeah. Bloody spirits.
So we'll have to see. Fingers crossed, though. And then I went, yeah, I'm trying to find my nan, Norma Rose. And she went, oh, Jack, I've got goosebumped instantly.
Yeah, all over, she said.
Yeah, all over.
All over.
I did think I'd called Babe Station at one point, to be fair. And then she went on to say... your nan has been trying to contact you for a long time. So I was like, how long? She went, 4 months, like instantly. And I went, that's weird. She's only been dead a month.
And she went, long pause.
Yeah, go on then.
There was a long pause and she went, that's bizarre.
And then she went, I meant maybe I meant 4 weeks then. I was like, Kay, come on. You are absolutely taking the piss.
I feel like she should have started with how long ago did she, like, try and get some base information before you lie through your teeth.
Yeah, because I've watched Darren Brown's documentary on mediums. It's very good. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you check it out.
I mean, he literally proves that it's all bullshit.
Allegedly.
Within that. Yeah, yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to say that?
We don't care, but we're a part of a network that also don't want to get sued. So for their sake...
Allegedly.
But so there's a few tactics that these mediums use. Darren Brown says it in the documentary, so this isn't nothing new, but from what we could work out, it was, the first thing is, obviously they're very, very vague. They keep it very broad. So it's like, some of them, if you don't tell them you're trying to contact your nan, you're like, oh, I'm trying to contact a dead relative. They'll go, oh, I can see a nan. No, sorry, they'll go, oh, I can see a woman, but she stood near a man. So it's like, that's pretty much covered all bases there, isn't it? And then they'll say stuff like, begins with a J. That's like, J's a very common name. Mm. And then if you go, no, I don't think I have lost anyone beginning with J, they go, or it could be someone from the living world. So it's like, so anyone I know, anyone
alive
I know,
or dead, yeah, man or woman.
There was one person who said, I'm getting, and he went specific, to be fair. He was like, I'm getting a Molly. And I went, no, don't know anyone that's past called Molly. And then he went, or in the living world. And I was like, well, my fiance's friend is called Molly, but like, why? Like, why are you getting her? She's alive. Like, I just don't get it. And then what are some other tactics they use? Oh, another one is they tell you you're wrong sometimes. Mm. So we had a guy go, oh, I think your nan's very, she was very spiritual, wasn't she? I went, no, actually, she was an atheist. And he went, oh, are you sure? I went, yeah, I'm sure. He went, well, maybe there's some things that she didn't want to tell you.
Yeah.
Mad.
It was frustrating. Mm. Because do you want to go through them one by one, or are we just going to tell this?
No, we can go through them. So we had Kay. She said 4 months, then instantly said 4 weeks.
Did this one last much longer after that? Because that feels like she's fucked it quite early on.
No, she did. She spoke to me for a long time. She went, she went, have you got a partner? And I went, yeah. And I kept it very vague. I didn't want to say I've got a girlfriend. I was like, you'll tell me if I've got a girlfriend or if I'm gay. And she went, she kept it non-gender specific. So she was like, I think you and your partner are madly in love. And then she went, I'm sensing, I think she asked me how long I'd been with her. Oh, yeah. With my partner. And I said 5 years. She went, I'm sensing a proposal on the horizon. So, wow. The horizon was 2 years ago. Already engaged. But I went, maybe. And then she, right at the end, before we finished, she completely fucked it because she went, okay, well, all the best. And good luck with your girlfriend. And I just went, I'm gay. And she went, because I'm assuming if she can speak to the dead, right, she knows what I am, yeah? Mm. So she'd have gone, oh, shut up, it's Fiona. I know who it is.
But your nan's just told me.
Yeah, but she went, I'm actually gay. And she went, oh, sorry, well, good luck with your partner then. So it's like, you don't even know if I'm gay, but you've got my nan there. Apparently my nan was sat on the edge of the bed, by the way. She said she's with you every night, sat on the edge of the bed, and she has to cover her eyes quite a bit.
How creepy is that?
Well, no, because to be fair, your nan's from a different time, and she would have hated the thought of you being with another man. So it does make sense.
I think when she said...
She was sat on the bed going, he would never be with another man. And then there me and you are.
I think when she was saying she sees you in bed at night and she has to cover her eyes because she sees the tattoos. Oh, what does that even say? Fuck up, nan, you're dead. Yeah, there's quite a funny bit though when she was like, your nan, what is it? Your nan doesn't like what she sees. I went, well, she didn't mind watching when she was alive. She skimmed over that.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
From Kay, we went on to Jane, who was your galley. Alfie fell in love with her a bit.
Beautiful
what was it?
Northern Irish tones.
Yeah.
And she, I think she was more of like a traditional, like...
nutter.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Allegedly.
She started by... So there was some eeriness about it, right? So she hit a few points early on. She said, she went, instantly, Jack, I'm not going to do that, so I can't do it. She went, instantly, Jack, I'm getting the feeling that someone in your family's well known. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And then she went, been on TV, been interviewed on the radio a few times. I was like, all right, maybe. I was thinking, did she Google me? Did she Google my email address and see it come up with like a Metro article and think like, oh, it's that, I don't know. And then straight away she went, right, Jack, you get headaches, don't you? I went, not really, Jane, if I'm honest. Bear in mind, much like I am now, I'm sipping a big old bottle of 1.5 litre bottle of Volvic water. She went, right. I went, not really, Jane. She went, well, you'll be getting these headaches because... I was like, I just told you. She went, because you're often dehydrated. I'm sipping a big bottle of fucking Volvic, gun.
But what? That's not spiritual.
No,
because that... I don't understand why she even said that.
That's medical. Yeah. That.
2 years ago in a Metro article, Jack said, I keep getting a lot of headaches.
Yeah. And then she read the article about Ellie Goulding and I said, her music gives me a fucking headache. And she went, he's had a headache.
Once.
He has had a headache. She went on to sort of chat shit about the spirits used to run around my garden. Don't have a garden, live in a flat. So I don't know how that happens, Jane. And then she said that my nan would appear in a dream soon. And then she went, your nan's just told me you went to private school. And I was like, that's too specific to get wrong. Like, don't do it unless you know. And I went, private school? I went, how the hell do you know that? She went, well, your nan told me, but I can also tell from your voice. So I was like, I'm not sure what I think of that. And then I went, well, you're bang on there, Jane. You are bang on. And she went, now... You prefer playing cricket to rugby? And then I told her I played, I played left back. She asked me if I knew anyone called Rebecca, and I went, maybe Rebecca Vardy, and she didn't rule it out.
She asked you so arrogantly, though, because she didn't go, I'm sensing her up. She just went, who's Rebecca?
Yeah.
So arrogant.
Like she'd come back early from work.
Yeah.
Who's Rebecca? Then we went on to Billy.
Yes.
He was great.
He was fantastic.
And we have some great stories that haven't made the video because it got too dark.
Okay.
The camera turned off as well. I've got them on my phone.
We do have these clips. If people really, really, really want to see this, I might feature it in a more Jackmate video at some point.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think whether people should listen to this before watching the video or after.
No. They should have watched the video before this.
Because I'm clueless.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this will come out later on the Monday. But yeah, so Billy come on, and he was quite a camp gentleman, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was like, I think he was a bit Scouser. A little bit. He had a tiny bit in him. And he said, first of all, he went, I've recently lost my nan. And then he went, I'm not sure what I can do, Jack. I'm not sure what I can do because it usually takes about 6 months to come through. And I was like, oh, okay, that's the general rule. They've all pre-signed up to that. And then I went, well, that's all right because she's been dead 8 months or something. And he went, oh, has she? Oh, that's good. Well, no, that's not good. I was like, cheers, Billy. Fucking hell.
He went, oh, that's not good. Obviously, it's just that works out for the time frame.
Yeah. And he was by far the worst one.
Yeah.
Because he was nice. He was trying to really like pretend he'd got through. But he just didn't back up anything. So at one point, towards the end of the call, he went, your nan's telling me that it's really light where she is. It's really light. And I went, that'll be Mallorca. she went to Mallorca every year. He went, oh, did she? He's into gossip. I was like, what? And then I went, has she gone to Mallorca? He went, yeah, it could be. First of all, he went, it could be Menorca. Yeah, I went, no, Mallorca. And then he went, this was so good. He went, because, and this is literally how he said it. He went, if she likes Mallorca, she can just think of Mallorca and she's there. And that's how it works.
It just is.
Based on what, Billy? Based on what?
So how did he go dark? He doesn't sound like it'd be a dark one.
Right, so first of all, I was on the call with him longer than anyone else. I think the call with him was about 30 minutes. And the reason why, if I'd have just done it as a prank call, he would have known it was a prank call. But I spent the first 20 minutes really describing this Norma Rose to him. And then I got a bit sick of him because it was like, I started telling him how bad my life was. So I painted this picture that I have no money. I've been offered a job at a mustard factory that I don't really want to do. Mm. And he went, for some reason, he went, what kind of mustard factory? I went, just a mustard factory, putting labels on. I went, Coleman's. He went, oh, I like Coleman's. I was like, I don't care, Billy. I don't care about you.
Maybe he's trying to make you feel better for working it.
Maybe, right. I chatted to him for a lot, and then I slowly just, as I got more pissed off with him, because I did think he was robbing a living, basically.
Yeah, he'd also, after every question, talk to the spirits for maybe 20, 30 seconds going,
oh, that extends the time.
Knowing full well that he was getting, you know, £2 a minute or whatever it was.
At one point, I had to go, you still there, Bill? And he went, yeah, I'm still there. I'm just trying to get through. Yeah.
I just imagine him sat at home doing his ironing.
I really thought that. I imagined him playing cards, sat on the computer just playing cards, like, really just trying to get through. Oh, it's got a pair of kings, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I genuinely thought that. And so I was getting pissed off with this guy because the more and more I painted my life out to be this fucking pit of misery, he was more and more happy to stay on the phone.
And said, I'm spending all my money on this.
Yeah, I said, I'm spending all my money on this. I went, my mum and dad were heroin addicts, so they couldn't look after me, so my nan, this is why it's not going in the video, because it's really dark yeah. But I think if they're going to fucking waste people's time, I'd rather waste somebody's time with this fake story of this shit life than actually somebody with a shit life calling up wasting their money. So I think I don't think there's anything wrong with it, basically. People will probably say, oh, you're a prick, Jack, don't care, right, move along, waffler. And we said, got no money, I live with my sister. She looks after me. She's pregnant. We can barely make ends meet, live in this tiny flat. My mum recently passed away, as well as my nan. My nan used to look after me. I've got nothing. I've got no one. And he was just willing to take the money. So then what did I say to him the first thing where it started going weird?
You said, I was thinking about doing something terrible. And he went, what?
Can I just stress though? Sorry, I wasn't that because I told Fiona this, and she said it was too dark because she thought that I was implying suicide.
That's where my mind.
The punchline's good. The punchline's really good. So earlier, Jack kept asking this guy, "What shall I have for tea? Can you ask Norma what I should have for tea?" And he went, "Oh, I've never been asked that before." And he asked her, and she said, I don't know, mushrooms or something, right? And,
which is a terrible shout.
Yeah. And so Jack went, "I'm going to do something terrible." And he went, "No, you're not. I'm not." And he went, let me see.
At first he was shit scared. He went, what?
He went, I'm not sensing you're going to be doing anything terrible. I'm sensing you're going to be doing something very interesting. And then Jack went, no, I am going to do something terrible. And he went, what? Go on, tell me. And he went, I can't say. And he went, go on, no, please. You've got to tell me. He went, all right. I was thinking of having a risotto.
And then he went, you were thinking of having a risotto? Oh, okay. Okay. And then you could feel the relief, right? And then after he realised the risotto thing, I was like, no, I still want to make this weird. So I went, he was talking. I just went, I'm going to kill a dog. And he went, huh?
He sounded like one.
Raggy. He went, what? What'd you say, Jack? What'd you say there? And I went, because I was laughing, so I didn't reply. And he kept going, Jack, tell me what you said. And I went, I'm going to kill a dog.
No, you didn't.
I went, I'm going to eat a dog. And he went,
I'm going to eat a dog.
He went, all right, yeah, you're going to eat a dog. And then he went, what do you mean, like a... like a hot dog? I went, no, like a little fluffy dog. Do you see how this is not making a video?
Yeah.
Am I going to get cancelled for this?
Yeah. No. It's quite harsh on him.
He's taken money from the vulnerable. Yeah. I don't understand. Maybe,
I'm so worried.
Maybe I've completely misjudged this, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Think about it this way. This man spends his days on a premium rate phone number telling people that he's speaking to their dead relatives when they're at their most vulnerable point.
Yeah.
I have called up and I have wasted his time by saying I'm going to eat a dog.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Yeah?
I think it's fine.
Because then he went,
he asked the spirits, he went, eat a dog, eat a dog. No, I don't see you eating a dog. And he went, what would your nan think? And Jack went, fuck it. He went, what? She went, should say, fuck it.
It was horrible. And then just before the end, I went, I'm going to cause absolute mayhem. Got a sick twist of sense of humour.
You do.
I embodied like Heath Ledger's Joker. Like I just wanted to create anarchy.
Well, it sounds like you did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was that. So if you want to see that footage of me telling a man I'm going to eat a dog, we can post it. Try and cancel me. I'm not arsed.
It's not. It's how you've described it there is a lot worse than it actually was.
Is it?
That is a lot worse than it was. Like looking at it on the footage I've got on my phone, it's more silly than how you've...
Have I made it sound
that sounds
dark?
Quite dark.
Yeah, you've made it... I'm even sort of thinking, do I want to be friends with this guy?
Oh, I don't give a shit. Then we called Neil.
Yeah.
And Neil's the one who said about the spiritual. About she's very spiritual. I said she's an atheist. And then he tried to recover it by another dead cert fact. And he went... Yeah, I'm seeing 5'4", 5'7". I went, no, Neil, actually, she was massive. She was 6 foot. And then he went, okay, all right. And you could see he was stumbling. And then he went, she's with your granddad. I went, he's still alive. And then he went, what? I went, he's still alive. He went, you asked me if he was with him. I went, yeah, I mean, like, how spirits were around us. And then he completely bottled it after that. And then the last guy we had was a guy that we call Pedro. And he was a bit different because he used stones. So he went, oh, I'll just see what we've got there. He was a bit mumbly and he was like, right, I'll just see. And he threw these stones out on the table. And I was like, oh, I went, you got some stones, have you, boy? And then he was like, yeah, but not like stones that you have in your garden. I was like, this guy's well weird. Yeah. He cracked up when I told him that I didn't have any stones for some reason.
Yeah, because I think he meant you were making a joke about bulls because you call your stones. I think that's what he thought you meant.
What?
Yeah, because you went, I don't have any stones, boy. And he went, no, not the sort of stones you have. So that's what I got from it. Have I misread that?
I don't know. I've never heard bulls be stones before.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know.
That's a thing. That's definitely a thing.
And then we finished the whole video on him because he went, I'm getting a Marlene. And I went,
Marlene?
I went, Marley? I went, my nan had a dog called Marley. She didn't. She didn't have any dogs. She weren't real. And he went, Marley. Yeah, that's right, Marley. And then he went, he went L-I-E or E-E-Y. I was like, it's irrelevant how you fucking spelled the name of my nan's dog. What are you doing? Yeah. You just, and, another thing, they just, when you're out of credits, you just get cut off of the call.
What, you could be like mid?
Yeah, yeah. There was someone who was like, your nan's saying, beep, 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 you are out of credits.
Mid chat with Norma, there was a couple who, and a voice would go and going, you are out of credits.
Please. That's mental.
So if you are in that vulnerable, depressive, kind of desperate state that I assume many of the people calling up may be, and you believe that you're speaking to your past relative, well, sorry, piss off. You haven't got enough money in your account.
Mm. Do you think there is an argument for the idea of it being used, even if it isn't true?
As a therapy.
It's just a nice thing to at least believe a little bit.
I think it is. And I think anybody's entitled to use anything as therapy if they want, aren't they?
Yeah. It's just the fact that these people are taking advantage of that for something that just isn't true.
I'm 100% not judging the people that call up and use these lines because when you are I'm lucky enough to never really have been through like deep grievances, if that makes sense. I have lost a nan and granddad that did upset me for a long time. I wasn't super super close to them, but I saw the way it affected my family and some of my family in Thetford. I don't think they'll mind me saying this, they went to a clairvoyant medium night. And it was like, I never had a problem with them doing that, but my problem has always laid with the people putting it on. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like if you're grieving and you turn to, say, drugs, right? Then I haven't really got a problem with you doing heroin if that's the way you want to kill a few years of your life or so. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you want to like zone out with some heroin because you don't know who else to turn to.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I can't call the smack dealer a fucking prick. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the person who's...
The enabler.
The enabler, yeah. And they were just really just content with it, as I said at the start of the podcast, there was only one man who turned us away, really, or offered us some actual advice. Now, we haven't finished the video yet, but we're going to link to some grief counsellors at the end.
Yeah.
And just say, like, there is actual, like...
Qualified people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. How does someone get into this? Like, you don't have a qualification as a medium, surely.
No.
You don't go to, like, medium school.
One woman we called up said that she'd been on this specific website that we used. So not being a medium, but being on this website for 15 years.
Mm.
I didn't know there were websites 15 years ago, mate. Really? That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of them said that they were, like, as kids, started...
Seeing the bodies then.
Like, Sixth Sense, yeah. And so that's their qualification, is just saying that you can do this.
Mm. Yeah. And depending on how many people they speak to, you're bound to get one coincidence eventually. Like, yeah. If I go and talk to 1,000 people and keep going the same name every single time, just for the sake of our argument, just to be like, I can do this, get it wrong every single time. That one person, I go, yeah, Barry. And they're like, what? And I go, yeah, I saw him hanging from a tree. And they go, he hung himself. Like, I'm bound to get it right eventually.
Yeah.
But that one thing is the thing that sticks to that person who then goes, believes it for the rest of their life.
Exactly. And I think that's why mediums and that often do live shows, because they can just spout one fact and it's going to hit someone in that audience. Yeah. It's like a game of Guess Who. You've got a Guess Who board there. You go and someone's going to wear a hat and glasses. Oh, look, it's John on the third row. He's got a hat and glasses.
I find it, I've seen them on TV before where they've been speaking to a specific person in the audience and they've said, like, oh, yeah, Molly. And then you'll just hear someone go, oh, and they're like, oh, is it over there?
Yeah.
No, it's nowhere.
It's mad. I think as I've gotten older, obviously, I'm an atheist and always have been.
No.
And as I've gotten older, I've kind of, like, relaxed to the... I used to be, like, super, like... militant atheist, so it was like, oh, if you believe in God, you're a fucking idiot, you're this, you're that.
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older, although I still think it's ridiculous, the notion of a God, I can understand why people would believe in one, and I can understand why people would turn to one. And I am a lot more, I'm not open-minded in terms of me ever believing it, but I'm open-minded as why somebody might believe in it.
Yeah, you're not doing the backwards preaching thing anymore.
No, exactly. But I do feel... like, I think this is insane.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I think it's really morally wrong. Even if you did... So imagine if you did have this gift.
Mm.
To charge people that amount of money to talk to their relatives and stuff, whether it's true or not, it's just wrong, because either way, you're taking advantage of people's grief.
Yeah.
You're making money out of people's grief.
Well, there's two ways you can tackle the money argument, because you could go, right, they're charging an extortionate amount. So one of these lines was £3.50 a minute.
That's mental.
£3.50 a minute. And do you know how quickly a phone call can go?
Yeah, you could be at 20 minutes and 70 quid's gone straight away.
I mean, this podcast is about 39 minutes at the minute, roughly, right? So do the maths on that.
That's 150 quid gone.
Madness. So you could argue that they're charging extortionate amounts, or you could completely flip the argument on its head and go, if Linda from Attleborough can speak to the dead... why is she only charging £3.50 a minute?
Yeah, if anything, you could then go charge more. Like, if it's real.
Yeah, and why is she doing Attleborough Community Village Hall? Surely the CSR, the CIA and the FBI need to get in touch with Linda and go...
CSI. Crime scene investigation. Dead body. Get her in. They can tell us who killed her straight away.
Well, this is the thing. The FBI can go, Linda, are you right? It's the FBI here. Just wondering if you can ask Maddie McCann who killed her. Right? Yeah. And then she'd go, Maddie, oh, is that guy, right? We're sorted.
Sorry, the spirits are being silly at the moment. That's the issue.
Yeah. Or did Jeff really off himself?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, just speak to him. Like, you pay these countries and these governments pay millions in these sort of post-mortem, these investigations, sometimes into investigations that don't even really matter. now. Do you know what I mean? Like, something will happen 100 years ago. Oh, who did that? Do we really need to put millions into this? Do you know what I mean? But things that have happened right now, big questions. Nah, we can't contact the dead.
So you're saying,
because they can't do it.
You're saying that they should be able to prove it more. So they should be able to go to an unsolved murder case and go, the evidence is here and it was this person and I can prove it because they've just told me that their fingerprints are on the whatever.
Yeah, somebody you have no connection to. Like you said in the car, like you could call up and go, Linda from Attleborough could go,
yeah,
oh, Freddie Mercury's got this secret note in his safe that no one knows the code to.
Yeah.
How would Linda know that?
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of happy coincidences for them, isn't there? So it's like, oh, 4 months, I meant 4 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
To me, it's like... It's... Do people believe this?
Yeah, that's where the line is kind of drawn. Because I've imagined, when you've said, like, the buzzer goes or whatever and it starts to beep and say, you've run out of credits. I imagine them going, yup, okay, and hello, who am I speaking to now?
Yeah.
And just like, the whole thing's just starting again.
Yeah.
That whole phone call was irrelevant to them.
Yeah.
That are there people out there who genuinely think they're actually doing it? Or even if they don't think they're doing it, they might have the opposite notion and they're thinking, well, I am at least helping people.
Yeah.
And well, to them, it's, I don't know, it's a morality thing. So
this episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
We haven't edited the last Skype call bit yet, but Jack talks about an ethical dilemma after that, because she was quite nice, wasn't she?
She kept calling me darling and stuff like that.
And she was like, lovely. Anytime you need to call me... just call me. And
at £3.50 a minute.
Yeah. But she really seemed like, I don't know if it's because we could see her, but she really, really seemed like she believed she could do this.
Or she's just good at her job.
Like I don't know if I think that.
Really?
No.
I thought she just really thought she was talking to him.
I thought sometimes she looked like, did you hear what she said to me at the start? The little disclaimer. So a couple of these people on the phone, yeah. They like you'd ask them about your nan. It's traumatic, mate. And they're going, yeah. And it's like, oh, this is just a day job to you. That's like you're selling double glazing, not speaking to people's past relatives. Well, this woman on who I called on Skype, she started the disclaimer. She went, right, now, do you want? She was like, all right, darling, do you want to know about your future, or do you want to know about your dead relative? And I went, yeah, my deceased nan, please. She went, all right, well, I'll just let you know now that when I do contact the spirits, it's quite hard work mentally. So if I yawn, I'm not bored. I was just like, you are bored. Yeah. You are. Like, you probably do this twice a day, even if you do it twice a day. Like, that's
she managed to squeeze us in. So,
oh, did she?
What a lovely woman.
Wow.
Because she sent me her sort of schedule and chocker.
That is mental.
Well, and like, so we had this pretty intense chat, really, because face to face as well.
Yeah.
So that adds another element to it.
How did you keep your cool in that? I can't imagine you being able to be serious when you ask certain things.
No, I was just like, I really want to contact my nan. Like, Alfie was filming it. Like, to be fair, like, as much as we did take the piss with that Billy guy, right? It is quite a serious thing what we're doing, in a way. So that, and when I saw her face to face, Billy was like a bit of a joke guy anyway. Like, some of the stuff he was saying, it was like, you don't even give a shit about this. Yeah. So that's why I ran with that. But
it was more interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah,
talking to her.
Yeah, because the whole time I'm looking in her eyes thinking, do you believe what you're saying, or is this just an earner? Like, I couldn't work it out. I will say, in the greatest respects, I think she was not a full ticket. But she's found a way to monetize that. And so she said the thing about the yawning, and then she said, I told her my nan's name and that. She went, oh, we might not be able to get her, but we'll see. They all say that as well. They make it seem like a challenge. And then when they come through...
They always get them, though.
Yeah, they always do. There was not one who's told me no. Because if one did, I'd be more inclined to believe their talent.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If they'd have gone, no, I'm not getting a Norma.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine if they went, I'm not getting a Norma, and then says your actual nan's name. That would have been mental. Yeah.
There was a guy who said, oh, sorry, I only contact the dead on my night shift.
Yeah.
What does he do during the day for premium cards?
Tarot cards.
Tarot cards and that.
Brilliant. They're real as well, so that's good.
He went, I don't like to mess around with them on a day shift. I feel like I can handle them a bit better at night time.
That seems scarier, if anything.
Yeah, I know.
Also, it's just like I'm calling up and paying my money here. If you can do it, I don't care what you prefer to do.
Yeah.
Like, just do it.
Or at least tell you in advance, only if you want a dead person, call at night only.
Yeah.
And there should be a little thing to say, tarot readings only until 8 p.m, then I'm yours.
Yeah. So going back to this woman on Skype, so I told her Norma Rose, and then she went, so I basically said I'm going to agree with anything she says because I want her to get confident in the facts so she keeps going. And so it turns out Norma Rose had a lot of cancer. She went, I'm getting a lot of cancer. So it's like quite a prominent thing. It wasn't just like a quick bout of cancer at the end of her life that killed her. It was like a big battle with cancer. So I went, yeah, bang on there. And then she went, about 8 years she had it. I went, no, she went for a long time. I went, yeah, about 8 years. She went, right, there you go. And then she went, right. And she's with a man. I went, oh, probably my granddad. She went, and I'm seeing a pitchfork. So straight away, I just went, oh, well, that's really weird because he was half Scottish and he liked The Simpsons. So people used to refer to him as Groundskeeper Willie. And he used to always have a pitchfork. So I went, my granddad actually had a tattoo of a pitchfork. And you could see there was like a moment where she was like, I've absolutely nailed this.
Yeah.
So she went, well, that's what it'll be. And you could see she got a bit... You know when somebody tells you you've done a great job, so you get a burst of adrenaline. You're like, oh, right, okay. Yeah. She got that. Mm-hmm. And then she went... and then halfway through, I thought, right, ultimately, this is a comedy video, so I need to start having a bit of a joke and a play with her, but in a respectful way.
Yeah. No eating dogs in this.
No eating dogs. I'm going to cause mayhem. I said to her that my nan Norma used to always cook for me. And this is another thing as well. They all go, your nan, I bet she was a motherly figure, wasn't she?
Every single one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could even cut that in the video and it would go, motherly figure, next one, motherly figure, every single one.
Yeah.
You can't get wrong with that, can you? No. She had a kid.
No. A couple of them I said, I didn't have a mum. So it's like, oh, when you're calling your nan, which means you're fond of her, was she motherly to you? Some of them went, oh, did she ever cook? Some of them went, she cooked for you, didn't she? Whose nan hasn't cooked for them once?
She loved to laugh. That was one.
Yeah.
Oh, she loved to laugh, didn't she? Who hates to laugh? He's like, what is this shit? Everyone loves to laugh.
God, she hated feeling pain, didn't she? So I said to this Linda type woman that whenever I had a decision to make or a dilemma to make, I'd go to my nan's. And if my nan didn't know the right answer, we'd rock, paper, scissor on who. So I went, so I was wondering if I could rock, paper, scissor with Norma now. And she went, yeah, I can embody Norma for you. So I'm there on Skype paying 25 quid for this call from this woman from somewhere. And she had quite a regional accent, but I couldn't place it. And she's put her hand up to the webcam and she's shutting her eyes. I'm going, right, you ready, Linda? One, two, three. And I did paper and she did scissors. But it's quite funny because she had her eyes closed. Like, she lifted her hand up, but not high enough for the webcam, so I couldn't see what she'd done. And I went, right, look. And then she looked and she went, oh. And I still didn't know what she'd done. And she went, I win? I went, well, Norma wins. Surely. And then she went, yeah, your nan wins. And I went, well, what have you done? She went, oh, scissors, can't you see it? I went, no, I can't see it. So she lifted them up and I went, oh, there you go, you got me. You got me. And this is the last thing I'll say about her. She went, what kind of things did you rock, paper, scissor for? And I went, oh, about like whether to have a shepherd's pie or a cottage pie. And then 10 minutes later, we're getting to the end of the call. I went, can I ask one more thing? She went, yeah. I went, it's a bit silly, but can you ask my nan what I should have for tea? Guess what she said?
Shepherd's pie.
She went, oh, she's laughing. Yeah. She's laughing and
she loves doing that. So that's good.
Yeah.
And yeah, she went, well, I wouldn't normally ask this because it's a bit of a wishy-washy question. So fuck off and ask what I ask.
If anything, it's quite a solid question. Yeah, it has a definitive answer.
Yeah. So that was that. Oh, and then to add insult to injury, just to tie it back to how fucking awful this can be, really. I was trying to choose my words carefully there, but they are just awful.
Yeah.
We're having this one-to-one moment about my nan. Should set this alarm clock on top of the computer to go off at 20 minutes. And then she went, right, that's your time.
Mm.
How mad is that?
That is mental.
It's horrible. It made me jump.
Yeah.
I like the concept of what you said during that, where you just kept agreeing and you could see her getting happy with it.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way to go fully against them. At what point do they realise you're having them on? Like, there's no way they can be getting all those kind of things right and thinking, I'm nailing this. Surely they must go,
yeah,
this can't be right. Like, I am not actually talking to anyone, but somehow I'm getting everything right.
I'd love to have her on now and say who what was going on there then? Because she'd have an explanation. What would it be? Would she say a spirit was having a laugh?
Do you think she'd ever come on the podcast?
I was about to say, do you think there's any, maybe not her specifically, but any medium of any sort who's confident enough to come in with, let's face it, two very heavy skeptics on this.
Yeah.
And I'd be completely open to, if they got something right, I wouldn't shut it down.
Yeah.
I'd be intrigued if they could.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone could be that confident to be able to come in and do it.
If you're out there and you know of a clairvoyant or a medium or a psychic that is willing to come on and debate us on this, then you have our word that we're not just going to completely shut you down. We will actually try and understand your line of work and promote your business, really.
We won't be paying premium rates for him to be in here, though.
No, yeah. We're not going to pay £3.50 a minute, thank you very much. But you're welcome to come on. So if you know someone, tag them, let them know. And yeah.
I think it'd be a good episode. I just, I couldn't see anyone who would be confident enough to do it, because that would take some balls to come on, knowing we're going to think it's bullshit straight away, but we'd be open to it. We wouldn't shut it down.
Wouldn't take the piss either.
No,
it would be quite a serious episode, because as we said, there are people out there who need that kind of thing.
For sure, yeah.
But how wrong is it of these people to do it? And if they can change our minds, then fair play to them.
Do you believe any more than you did before we called them? Less?
I'm exactly the same in that I just think I really want to get across that we were not taking the piss out of people that call up these mediums.
No, because
I can totally understand. Like, when my granddad died, I was really, really broken by it. And my grandma on the other side of my family, she's really religious, and she would say, oh, you know, like, John's happy in heaven, right? And I wouldn't be like, I don't believe in God, da 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 da. I just go, oh, thank you, that's nice. But if she was charging me £3.50 a minute to tell me that, I'd have an issue with it.
Yeah.
So I do just think, you know, we might get some backlash for this, but I feel quite passionately that these people are...
They're in the job of exploiting.
Yeah.
Of exploitation. That's what
they're doing. And exploiting the worst... Grieving is the worst feeling I've ever had.
Yeah. Well,
they're the easiest targets.
Yeah. And you're so vulnerable... anyone that exploits that for cash.
Yeah.
You're offering... It's just offering anyone who's craving something the exact thing they're craving. It's like going to someone who's addicted to heroin and offering them heroin.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. You're giving them exactly what they want, but you're the one benefiting from it.
Exactly. That's the issue when the money is the issue. If you strongly believe that you're a psychic or a medium... And you're willing to offer that service for free to people that willingly want that service, then this isn't aimed at you. But if you're sitting on the other end of a phone line, throwing stones down, reading tarot cards, and telling me about my fake dead nan for £3.50 an hour, after I told you that I'm skint, There's an issue there.
Mm.
In there. That is the issue.
Yeah. And not nice.
And I am willing, sorry if people want to fucking cancel me for this, but I'd be willing, if I was made of money, I'd be willing to waste their time all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
And you could argue, oh, but people that are grieving can't actually get through. There's plenty of them out there. Do you know what I mean? There's hundreds of these people doing this.
Yeah, it's not exactly a hard thing to come across.
Yeah.
Just literally Google, you've got whatever they are.
Is there any other jobs
similar? Well, it's, they're in the position of a salesman. Mm. That's literally what they're doing. It's the same as a salesman overselling something to someone who what they don't need. Mm. When I worked for an electrical company as a salesman, had to sell TVs and washing machines and all that kind of shit. We were forced to promote stuff that people definitely didn't need. Like, I remember being told I really needed to sell insurance to this really old couple. The insurance cost more than the TV itself.
What?
And it's like that kind of thing. It's just like, they're in the exact same position. They're trying to string along a sale, get the money, and then they're off. But they don't care what they do to get there.
The argument against, so say, if you apply that to that, to our topic, the argument would be, oh, but the old people wanted to buy that TV. That, you know, they willingly bought that insurance.
Yeah, but they're being talked into
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
That's the thing. If you've got a silver enough tongue, you're away with it. And that's exactly what they're doing. They train themselves to talk absolute bullshit for a bit, same as any salesman, and then they go with it.
Like with anything with faith, religion, and moral dilemmas, there is a counter argument to anything we say. So feel free to bring us that counter argument.
Yeah, the thing is, right. The only thing I think we can have issue with in this episode and with your upload is that you've got no counter argument. So we're all very much on the same side. We've not got that.
That's the way we feel.
Yeah.
The way we feel.
Yeah. But it could be good to have the counter argument in the conversation to allow that debate. And I think we're also very open people to the idea of having that conversation, not believing it. I'm not open to believing
I'll have a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
You ain't going to fucking convince me that you're speaking to my nan.
I'd need something massive to be able to believe that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's the same as when you went to the fort with Jordan.
They're no different. The ghost hunters, no different.
But they made him cry in it. And it's like that kind of thing is just like, that's mental.
Yeah.
Like you're so happy to do these kind of things and chat this shit whilst affecting the way someone feels.
That's what it is.
It's just a bit mental.
That's what it is. They're chatting shit. We respect you if that's how you deal with things and stuff like that, as I've said. But fuck it. Psychic mediums, load of bollocks. And
allegedly.
Come and prove us otherwise.
Oh, God.
I would be intrigued by that in court, though, because obviously they'd go down like the defamation of character route and whatnot if you were to do it specifically to a person. But I'd love to just be like, if it went to court, would you just go,
I'd go.
Trying to prove what we said wrong?
I call Norma to the stand.
Imagine, though, they're in court and they go to the judge and they go, well, judge, I see you're dead, Nan. They're like, nah, then you're fucked.
Or you call your Nan and then you have to ask the person that's suing you what she said. What'd she say? She said, I'm right. Oh, for sake. Bollocks. Fuck you. All right, we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there. Oh, God, I feel like I can relax now.
That's good. Oh, I'm getting a message. Norma loved this episode.
Good old Norma.
She loved laughing. She really enjoyed laughing along.
What'd she say? Subscribe?
Yeah, Norma says S. You.
All right, there we go, guys. This has been Jack Makes Happy Hour. Do follow us on Spotify and all the other podcast places.
Spotify.
Anywhere you can. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and hopefully we'll find out a way to make a model that can charge you £3.50 a minute. See you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Perfect.
Jack Makes Happy Hour.
This was a Stakhanov production.